أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين وقد خلقتك من قبل ولم تك شيئا. قال رب اجعلني آية. قال آيتك ألا تكلم الناس 3 ليال سويا. فخرج على قومه من المحراب فأوحى إليهم أن سبحوا بكرة وعشيا.
He said, "My Lord, make for me a sign." So Zechariah says, "Make me a sign, Ya Allah. Give me a sign of this miracle of me having a child." And Allah says, "Your sign is that you will not speak to the people for 3 nights consistently." And so he goes out to the people and he goes up to the mihrab and he points to them and he says, "Praise Allah in the morning and the evening." What do we get from that? What do we understand from that? You get a big blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're not allowed to speak to people. For some people that might be enough. Okay, that maybe I can't share this blessing. But the happiness is so much in Zakariya, he still goes up onto the mihrab and he still points to the people and he tells them to make tasbih in the morning and in the evening. And that's a good response to blessings. Zakariya is teaching us how to respond to blessings. Then not only do we ourselves praise Allah, and you can see the stages that Zakariya goes to. He goes through some disbelief. He's like, "Wait a second, Allah, I'm old. My wife is old. We can't have children." But Allah reminds him, Allah consoles him, says, "It's easy for me." He says, "It's easy for me." So whatever our dua is, whatever our silent call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, it's easy for Allah. It's a reminder for us. And then the second reminder is once we are given the good news of that blessing, we get the promotion, we get the thing that we desired, the spouse that we desired, we get what it was, we go to the next step, which is not only praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but getting others, reminding others about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's beautiful. Not just praising yourself, but in addition to that, getting others on board with that. Getting others to remind themselves of Allah's many, many blessings. And not just that in the day, and not just at night, but at night and day. Sabbihu bukratan wa ashiya. During the day and in the evening, all throughout the day, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be thankful for the blessings that you have. And that is why the Prophet, peace be upon him, he said that the affair of the believer is amazing because, ajaban li amr al-mu'min. Why? Because everything is good for the believer. If something good happens, the believer is thankful. And if something bad happens, the believer is patient and perseveres. And so this blessing that Zakariya receives of a son after a period of patience, by the way, waiting. The successor now he has to fulfill his legacy. He's incredibly blessed and he makes that known. He was already giving khutbahs and he was already on the mihrab and he was already doing things. But he was just so overjoyed that even though he could not speak to people, he still pointed it out to them. Hey, you better remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings He has given us. So may Allah help us to be grateful to Him as He deserves. Ameen.